Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laverne Deist up Audubon Way, and we're going to talk about an event coming right up, I believe this Saturday, correct, Laverne?
That's correct, 28th.
28th, it's that time of the year again. It's the Lions Toy Show.
Correct.
And I know you've been doing that for quite a few years.
Yep, this will be our 25th one.
Oh, are you having a big celebration?
Just like normal.
I thought maybe you'd have some big party along with it. But...
Well, we thought about that, but we didn't know what to do.
Okay. So what are you going to do for the toy show? What's the usual?
Well, the doors will open on Friday afternoon. That some of the vendors that want to come early, they'll come up and set up our toys. And then on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, the rest of them will finish setting up. And the doors will open to the public at 9 a.m. and be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay. So anything new happening in the toy show business? I'm thinking, a lot of people come because they want to see the old things. Mm-hmm. But are there some new things that are happening on the tables?
Yeah, there's a lot of new different toys coming. And there's a new vendor coming this year, and I'm anxious to see what he's got myself because... He says he's got a lot of the old antique stuff and memorabilia and stuff. And so I'm kind of anxious to see what he's got.
Oh, I think that will be really popular.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. People, we kind of like to look back at, a lot of times we call it the good old days, whether they
right.
were or not. But but now we can appreciate some of those great things that happened then. So,
that's correct.
Yes. And where is he from?
He is from...
From Iowa?
Davenport, Iowa, yeah.
Davenport, okay. That's a trip across the state.
They're over on the eastern side, yeah.
Yes. And where else do the vendors come from?
Oh, we have some here from Dunlap, from Western Nebraska. That's the name of the town, Western.
Oh.
I had never heard of it. But
no.
It says Western Nebraska.
Huh.
And we got them from Fort Dodge, Storm Lake, Lincoln, Nebraska, Grimes, Clive, Sac City, Slayton, Iowa.
Any from Missouri or Minnesota?
No, don't have any that way.
Not this time, yeah.
No.
And I know that you advertise in the magazines that the toy show people look at, so they know when it's coming up. And some of them just put it on their schedule, correct?
Correct, yeah. Some of them will say when they leave on Saturday afternoon late, they'll say, well, put us on your mailing list for next year.
Great. That's great. That says to me, Laverne, that you do a good job of putting this show together, or you wouldn't be getting those people coming back.
Yeah, they seem to have a very good time and a good turnout, and that's what they like.
And, most of the people coming to shop, now we're talking about the shoppers, come because they enjoy seeing that. And they may not think about, with all those people coming from around the state and out of the state, they're bringing a lot of money to Audubon.
Yes, they do. Yes, because... Well, even the vendors themselves, they've mentioned about Friday night when they come up, and they'll say, it's a fish fry tonight. They remember that the Catholic Church has their annual fish fry, and they want to go have supper afterward.
Well, I'm guessing a lot of those vendors kind of go to the same show, so they develop tight friendships.
Oh, yes, yes. They all know each other, and I had two new ones yesterday that called again and would like to have come, but we've sold all our tables, don't have any more room for them.
Wow. Well, see, there again, you have a good reputation or that wouldn't be happening.
Yep.
You have a nice location there on the fairgrounds in the community building, correct?
Yes.
What's
called the Agri Hall out of the
Agri Hall, yes. And quite a lot of parking there. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to come and see and do and so on. Is there a fee at the door?
Yes, it's $3 for everyone, and 8 and under are free.
Okay. And then, if I'm not going to collect, let's say, John Deere tractors, just whatever, I'm not going to collect a toy tractor, why would I want to come to the show?
Oh, it's just a great time just to come and meet people and to see all what is there of different variety of stuff.
Now, I know in the past, this from looking quite a ways back, there were some people who had like dolls and some other kind of unique things that it wasn't necessarily 100% toys.
Oh, yeah. There's things like that. There's toy trucks. There's they have like the yard signs and Some of them have throws like Afghans and stuff like that that's got John Deere or other sayings on them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different stuff rather than just toys.
Okay. So, you know, you can come look around. If your thing isn't a toy tractor, well, hey, you should stop by anyhow.
That's right.
Yeah. And as we talked about the vendors being friends, I think there are some local people, you know, who whether it's Audubon County, Cass County, whatever, you know, that may be the only time they see those folks is at that show because that's what their interest is. So
yep.
It's a good time to come and visit. Now, since it's 9 to 3, I'm guessing we need to talk about food.
We will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that wants to come that early, they'll serve breakfast. And but the door don't open, like I said, till 9 to mm-hmm. the other public. But
usually there's, like, I bet there's coffee and rolls if somebody comes at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, there's coffee rolls. We will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that wants to come that early, they'll serve breakfast. We will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that wants We will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that wants to come that early, they'll serve breakfast. We will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that wants to come that early, they'll serve breakfast. And but the door don't open, like I said, till 9 to mm-hmm. the other public. But
usually there's, like, I bet there's coffee and rolls if somebody comes at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, there's coffee rolls. We will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that we will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that wants to come that early, they'll serve breakfast. And but the door don't open, like I said, till 9 to mm-hmm. the other public. But
usually there's, like, I bet there's coffee and rolls if somebody comes at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, there's coffee rolls, bars at noon. They'll have made rights. They'll have two different kinds of soup they fix.
Oh.
And made rights, hot dogs. And then all the Lions members, wise, make bars.
Yummy.
They're all different kinds.
And do you have popcorn?
Yes, there'll be popcorn, and then the Lions will also have their bags for sale, that the garbage bags that they distribute on them. And
those are good garbage bags. I might have to come and get some of those because I don't know where else I can get them, and they are good garbage bags.
Yes, they're good and solid.
Now, we were talking, this is the Lions Toy Show. It's a fundraiser, of course, and mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you do with your money?
Oh, we just help out. We do a free kids site program during the year, and we give to the leader dog program, and to the state and the federal for different awards and stuff like that.
Yeah, international programs,
international,
I think, too.
Program, yeah.
Yeah. So
it all is kept locally except for what we have to pay in for our state and federal.
Okay. Programs. And sometimes, I think in the past, you've purchased glasses, that sort of thing, for local kids if that's needed?
Yes, we still do that. And we also, I knew I forgot that one there. But
well, I know you go, I think you go.
They send kids for diabetes to camp.
Oh, to camp.
Yes,
yeah.
Up to diabetes camp. We send one up there every year.
Okay.
And
then do you still do the checking with the little, like, kindergartners and earlier?
I think that
is such a wonderful service that the Lions does. Catch those kind of sight problems early on and can really help those kids get a good start. So.
Yes, and it's really catching on. They test a lot of kids every year. I can't remember the exact count, but I think last year there was something like 50, 60 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have caught some that's been referred on to the doctors, and it's a good program, and we've also got a new camera, too, that we share with Cass County and a couple other counties around for that purpose, and that has made things a lot easier to do and a lot more accurate.
Mm-hmm. Very special camera. You got to catch those kids before they blink their eyes,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And I've never helped do that, but I know I hear Lions tell stories that those little kids are pretty cooperative.
And they really are. I haven't got into that either. I'm the toy show person, but there's the other people in our club that do the eye testing, yes. And talk about them.
And are you doing pancakes for anybody?
Friendship Home, we just had a feed there last week, 2 weeks ago, I guess it was already, and there will be another one of them coming up in March, and sometime soon, we haven't had the exact date yet, we're going to do a pancake feed for the new wing at the Friendship Home. Mm. That's going to be for children care.
All right. The daycare. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. Exciting news if that's really going to happen.
And I think we're actually going to do French toast for that one instead of pancakes.
Nice variety. So, Laverne, do you know about how many members there are in Lions Club in Audubon?
I think right now we have 62 or something like that.
Nice number. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you meet how often?
We meet twice a month.
Okay. Good time to get together.
And it's always a night. We have a meal and
And a program.
Yep.
Okay. So everybody, you don't have to be a Lion to participate. In fact, they'd like lots of people who aren't Lions to come to the Lions Toy Show in Audubon this Saturday, 9 to 3. You can eat your noon meal there, have your breakfast there, whatever, and just enjoy. So we want to thank you very much, Laverne Deist, for visiting with us.
Okay, and thank you, mm-hmm. and have a great day.
Thanks. Here's some advice from the old farmer. Forgive your enemies, it messes up their heads.
That's true. We will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that wants to come that early, they'll serve breakfast. And but the door don't open, like I said, till 9 to the other public,
But usually there's, like, I bet there's coffee and rolls if somebody comes at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, there's coffee rolls. We will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that we will have the kitchen open, and in the morning the vendors will, and anybody that